And welcome back to Cherish Ephesians 6:4. This week's article is titled, Am I the Small K or the Capital K Person? I had the privilege and joy of recently running into a kingdom-minded person. You might ask, what is a kingdom-minded person? After all, isn't every professing believer in Christ a kingdom-minded person? And my answer to that is no. Most professing Christians are small k kingdom-minded, but there are some, like Rare Jewels, who are kingdom-minded with a capital K. So what does a capital K kingdom-minded person look like? Let me try to paint the picture. A kingdom-minded person has read the Lord's words and taken it seriously. He's not anxious about the future because the Lord has said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." That's Matthew 6:33. The kingdom-minded person's motivation is to do all he can for the Lord and to build his kingdom because the Lord did all he could for him. He feels the weight of Paul's words when he wrote in Romans 8:31 through 32, "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?" He understands that the Lord owns it all, his money, his possessions, and even his children. And he knows that he has a stewardship for which he will one day give an account. He does not want to show up with nothing at the judgment, and therefore he does not make a token effort in his stewardship. He doesn't just put money into an offering plate at the church. No, he spends time to research how he may take advantage of any giving opportunities and how he might maximize his gift. He knows the Lord, so he will not operate in such a way that he's too afraid to take appropriate risks worthy of serving the King. Others may be cast into the outer darkness where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth for their slothfulness, but he will not. Matthew 25:30. He lives with the active thought that his days are numbered, and therefore does not waste the time that the Lord has given him. He looks to the Lord for wisdom as he plans his days, his weeks, and his years, and worries not in his mistakes, because he knows that the Lord will redirect his steps. Psalm 90:12 and Proverbs 16:9. He searches for opportunities to love and serve others using the gifts that God has entrusted to him. His heart motivation is to obey and emulate the servant king, and does not serve out of compulsion or for show. Therefore, he will not be one of those to whom the Lord says, "On that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." Matthew 7:22-23. He understands the sinfulness of his own heart and does not seek the praise from men. He rejects recognition because he is aware of the need to be on guard against pride. He has embraced the truth of the verse where Jesus says, "Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.'" Luke 17:9-10. I have never seen a kingdom-minded man lose his wealth. I'm sure it happens sometimes if it is God's will, according to God's perfect purposes. But I've never seen it happen. In fact, he always gets more. It may not be more money, but it will be the true riches, the growing in grace and knowledge of King Jesus. "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." Matthew 25:21. He is thankful and amazed at God's grace to him and has a desire that others would know the Lord and his salvation. Therefore, he's not afraid to share the good news with others and longs to grow in his sanctification. In Matthew 10:32-33, Jesus said, "So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." He is passionate about his family coming to know Christ and his precepts for life just as he does. He is aware of the threat of worldliness to his children and battles those threats by establishing boundaries, that's the negative, and by modeling a Christian life of obedience to the King, that's the positive. He has made a declaration about the direction of his home like Joshua did in Joshua 24:15. It is not a home partially dedicated to the Lord and partially focused on worldly things. No, Joshua declared all idols must be put away, and he and his house will serve the Lord. He enjoys the blessings that come from God, but he does it in a measured way, careful not to overindulge lest he fall in love with the things of no eternal value or squander the Lord's goods. This kind of man, this kingdom man, did not set out to become a kingdom man. He did not one day think about the title and decide to pursue it as a goal. No, people become kingdom people because God makes them kingdom people through their obedience and total dedication to the King. That means anyone can become a kingdom person with a capital K. In fact, if one obeys the Lord and truly desires to do so with their whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, you cannot avoid being a kingdom-minded person. That's something to think about for every one of us. Finally, I just want to mention the recording that I was able to do this week. It is an updated version of one of the greatest sermons used by God to awaken people to their condition before a holy God. It's called Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God by Jonathan Edwards. It is absolutely excellent. Click on the link below or click on the link in this week's email to listen. And I apologize that I've yet to get the website set up for all the recordings that I'm doing and that it's only available on Apple Podcasts, but we'll get there. To peruse all of the recordings that have been done to date, click on the link here in the article or click the link in the weekly email. Thanks for listening and have a great week.